This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Friday approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, giving its seal of approval to expedite use, especially in countries with weaker regulatory agencies. It is the third COVID-19 vaccine after the two-shot regimes of Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca to receive backing from the WHO, and the first to be done in a single injection. The listing covers use in all countries for rollout of the vaccine facility, COVAX, and follows the European Medicines Agency authorization announcement on Thursday. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization expert advisory committee is currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distribution of it, but there is no reason not to use it, according to a spokeswoman. Health authorities in several countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, have suspended the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who have been vaccinated. Margaret Harris told a Geneva briefing that it was an excellent vaccine and that no usual or casual relationship had been established between the shot and the health problems reported, calling the pause in use a precautionary measure. The Biden administration is offering temporary legal residency to people from Myanmar in the wake of the February 1st coup. The Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday cited the military's takeover and ongoing deadly force against civilians. He said the designation of temporary protected status for people from Myanmar will last 18 months. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga met with U.S. President Joe Biden and other Quad country leaders to forge a free and open Indo-Pacific region and counter China's growing military and economic power. In his opening remarks at the first leader-level Quad meeting, Suga said he wanted the four countries to forge strongly ahead towards the creation of a free and open Indo-Pacific. The virtual meeting was hosted by Biden and attended by Suga, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The White House said the meeting shows the importance Biden places on the Indo-Pacific region and that it will focus on tackling the coronavirus pandemic, the climate crisis, and on reviving economic growth. India and Australia also emphasized the importance of regional security cooperation, which has been discussed by previous lower-level Quad meetings. President Joe Biden's administration is refusing to allow lawyers who inspect facilities where immigrant children are detained to enter a Border Patrol tent in Texas, where agents are holding hundreds of them. The attorneys say they were allowed to speak to children at the facility in Donna Thursday, but they were denied the chance to see the areas where they're being held. During the administration of former President Donald Trump, inspections conducted by lawyers under a court settlement known as the Flores Agreement exposed horror stories of children packed in cells without adequate food and water. More than 1,000 National Guard members will be leaving Washington over the weekend, but several thousand others will stay on for days or weeks in the ongoing mission to provide security for the U.S. Capitol that has drawn criticism from lawmakers and reluctance from the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin earlier this week approved the Capitol Police request to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 Guard members for about two more months because possible threats of violence remain. The United States is resuming humanitarian assistance to Yemen's rebel-held north to counter a looming famine in the country. U.S. Yemen envoy Tim Linderking made the announcement Friday. A Saudi-led coalition had been fighting since 2015 to dislodge the Iran-allied Houthi rebels who've seized much of Yemen's north. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.